In the beginning, the Apaches came out of the hills and burned me to the ground four times in a row, but they couldn't kill me. Bandits swept across the Rio Grande, stole my cattle and horses time and again, and I killed three of them myself. But I branded more cattle, all I could find. Then the markets opened, and I drove thousands of longhorns to Abilene, Wichita, and Dodge as the price went from $1 a head to 30. From the Bosque Grande to the Bonita River, as far as you can see, everything is mine.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. It's the birthday of American film actor Randolph Scott, who was born in Orange County, Virginia in 1898. As a leading man for all but the first 3 years of his 34-year movie career, Scott appeared in a variety of genres, including social dramas, crime dramas, comedies, musicals, in non-singing and non-dancing roles, however, adventure tales, war films, and even a handful of horror and fantasy movies. However, his most enduring image is that of the tall-in-the-saddle Western hero. Out of his more than 100 film appearances, over 60 were in Westerns. He worked with many acclaimed screen directors, including Henry King, Michael Curtiz, Sam Peckinpah, and Henry Hathaway. Scott also shared the screen with a diverse array of leading ladies, from Shirley Temple and Irene Dunne to Mae West and Marlena Dietrich. Tall, lanky, and handsome, Scott displayed an easygoing charm and courtly southern drawl in his early films that helped offset his limitations as an actor, where he was frequently found to be stiff and lumbering. As he matured, however, Scott's acting improved while his features became burnished and leathery, turning him into the ideal strong, silent type of the stoic hero. The British Film Institute's companion to the Western noted, "In his earlier Westerns, his persona is debonair, easygoing, graceful, though with the necessary hint of steel. As he matures into his 50s, the roles change, and he becomes the man who has seen it all, who has suffered pain, loss, and hardship, and who has now achieved, but at what cost, a stoic, calm proof against the whims of fate." During the early 1950s, Scott was a consistent box office draw. In the annual Motion Picture Herald Top 10 polls from 1950 through 1953, he consistently ranked in the top 10, both in popularity and in income. In 1962, he made his final film appearance in Ride the High Country, a film now regarded as a classic. It was directed by Sam Peckinpah and co-star Joel McRae, an actor who had a screen image similar to Scott's, and who also, from the mid-1940s on, devoted his career almost exclusively to Westerns. Scott and McRae's farewell is characterized by a nostalgic sense of the passing of the Old West. Scott married twice. In 1936, he became the second husband of heiress Marion DuPont, whose great-grandfather founded the DuPont Chemical Company. The marriage ended in divorce 3 years later. However, Marion kept his last name for nearly five decades until her death in 1983. In retirement, Scott was a wealthy man who had managed to make shrewd investments throughout his long life, eventually accumulating a fortune worth at least $100 million. He died of heart and lung ailments in 1987 at the age of 89 in Beverly Hills. He was laid to rest at Elmwood Cemetery in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 23rd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as could be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the best of me.